Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Are You the One wrap up for season 6. My name is Allie Lasher, and I'm joined once again by my co-host Adam Bongiovanni. Adam, how are you?
Good. Ready to jump back into another season with these probably the worst cast ever. And I feel like I probably said that last season, so Let's just jump right into it.
Spitting hot fire from the get-go.
Hot takes all around.
What's your complaint overall?
Oh my God. It's just that I feel like they keep getting douchier and douchier with the cast. Like, and I'm not even saying that like individuals as a whole, they're just like, and we'll get into it. I'm going to just start ranting and raving about how much I hate these people. So I'm sure we'll get into it individually as we go.
Day one, already unhappy. Okay. Well, that's always exciting. All right. So I'm excited to be talking about Are You the One again. I love Are You the One. I just think I described it many times as just the cotton candy of reality television. And I don't think this episode disappointed. It's always kind of slow in the beginning, getting to know the people. But last week they gave us a cast preview that we both watched. This week we got an episode. We're going to try to do sort of a mashup talking about both. I think we have to start this conversation off by talking about Terrence J.
Oh my God. I think last season we made it clear that we're both solid fans of Terrence J. And honestly, like I said this last year, I go based off of what my mom says, and she was happy that Ryan was out, and she was like, yeah, that other guy was boring. And then she was like, yeah, Terrence, he seems fun. So based off first impression, she liked him, which means I guess I'm going to support him too this season.
I think I need to do a podcast with both of my co-host moms because they often have more interesting takes than all of us put together.
It's true.
I love Terrence J. I did a podcast yesterday that should be dropping at some point with Johnny Langan on The Challenge this week. And he told me after that sometimes he doesn't even watch the show, or he was abroad and couldn't watch, and that I need to do a better job of recapping with people in mind who are not watching the show. But this is now recapping with people in mind who have no idea who Terrence J is. Terrence J is an actor. He also hosted Coupled on Fox, which was a reality dating show, and they had him hosting like the after matches last season. So it's not like they did kind of a good job of weaving him into the tapestry of the show.
No, I agree.
But I love Terrence J before this. I'm hoping to still love Terrence J. I think he was great this episode. My only issue is I don't know if they're going to try to get him to do like a Ryan impression or a totally different direction. Cause when he greets the singles and is like, everyone, like, you suck at relationships, it's like very Ryan. So I want him to feel free to like go in his own direction.
Yeah, no, I agree. For the matchup ceremony, or the perfect match ceremony, whatever. It's been so long, I forgot what they call it. I think it'd be cool if he like doesn't point his little fingers like Ryan did. Like, let's get something completely new, like completely Terrence. Maybe he'll get a little Jeff Probst and interfere. Like we did see Ryan kind of start talking back to them, getting really pissed at them towards the end. But obviously, it wasn't enough to save his hosting job. So I hope Terrence just goes balls to the wall from the start.
Yeah, I am curious to see. We didn't get a matchup ceremony this week. What Terrence's vibe is going to be? But so we get four little video packages, which are snippets of what you might have seen on the casting preview. And they kick off with Uche, which I have to say, I'm watching the casting preview. I'm looking at her. I'm like, this girl looks super familiar, but I definitely don't know her. You know, like the name sticks out. It's not that common of a name, I don't think, in my life at least. And then I let it go, though. I'm like, you know, whatever. I never know these people. Yeah. And then I'm watching the episode, and I'm like, how many Uches do you know? Because there's definitely an Uche who went to Northwestern that I don't really know at all. Just looks familiar. And sure enough, this is her. I went to college with her a couple years apart.
Really?
I'm old as shit, so I'm older than her. But I was like, I don't know her at all. Like, if she's hearing this, she'd be like, you're a creep. But, like, the name stands out. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's creeping me out. And like the world is small.
That's, you guys have like a friendship.
We have
like,
no friendship. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
It's a friendship. Yes, you are. You just said it. You made that. You guys are friends. Uche and Allie are best friends.
You're really pissing me off now.
Be able to come.
No, whatever. Anyway, So we get a little bit of her package. The story that goes along with it, that I don't think they really fleshed out from the cast preview, is that she has a history of dating rappers, and then she dated a football player, and just like she called herself the queen of bad decisions. But she seems super sweet. I like what she's building with Clinton. What do you think of Uche?
No, I from the get-go, like I feel like she seems like she's going to be entertaining. And with Are You the One, the queen of bad decisions is like the perfect description for any Are You the One cast member that's going to make a solid career out of this. Hopefully she doesn't move to LA. I am getting ahead of myself. But no, I like from this the little impression we have, I liked her. And I think that her and Clinton could build something very beautiful for the next 3 weeks and then fizzle out and drama will appear all over social media.
I mean, Uche to me seems to be the like... what are they doing here deal? Like she went to a good, not to toot my own horn. She went to a good college. She seems very smart. You know, like she's just like, what are you doing? It's less obvious it's like, what she's doing there.
Like last year, who was the lawyer? I think it was someone was like, or trying to be a judge maybe. And we were like, why are you on Are You the One?
No, I forget her name, but I know she went to like a top 30 law school and, but she, you know, who knows? It's like the Moosty of the season, John Moost, whatever his name was. It was also a lawyer. Anyway, good for her. We'll see what happens. Tyler is the next guy we get a package from. And I think he's going to be like the confession king. Like he's going to be the one keeping us laughing in the confessional.
No, yeah, I think everyone, you need like kind of like a narrator. And maybe that'll be Tyler.
Shades of Devin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Shades of Devin. Then we got a lot more to talk about there.
And then Kiana is the package we get next. And lots to talk about with Kiana this episode that we'll get to. But did you have any just general impressions of her from
yeah, the cast? I did. I wrote a lot down, actually. She likes music. That's something really like specific. She likes music. And that's cool because not many people in the world like music. We get more. I don't know if you want me to dive into it, but we really see a deeper side of Kiana. And I don't know. I think it's nice when they open up on the show and we get to know them more than just the Instagram models and fame whores that they are. So I like seeing more to people in their baggage and why they do suck at relationships. So I think Kiana, I don't know. I think we could see some growth for her, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just her little, I just punched my microphone, so sorry if anyone heard that. My bad, getting very excited. So she tells a little story in the cast preview that makes it seem like this whole deal with Michael is like not that surprising. Like she met someone on an app or something 4.5 hours away, and like it appears from the story that they had like one weekend together, and then he was cheating on her with someone at work and she was like devastated. She does seem like someone to fall fast, which is exactly what we're seeing later this episode. So she will be, if nothing else, very entertaining.
Yeah, we saw the little taglines, and I want to see your opinion on the like the underneath their names. Her said "falls fast and furious." I think they're so stupid. Like, I want to know if they're like a former lawyer now, like Instagram model. Like, I just think they're so ridiculous.
What's your tagline?
I'm too boring to have a tagline. Like, I don't like maybe like moderately stable, like in life.
Perfect, moderately stable. All right, and then the last package we get is the second coming of Zach Longo, Joe from Oregon, the former Jehovah's Witness, current marijuana salesman.
Joe. Joe, his face screams marijuana grower. Like, that's Joe.
Oh, my God. That should be his tagline. Your face screams marijuana grower. So the most interesting bit of trivia about Joe is that Taylor from last season is actually his ex-girlfriend.
That's a I'm not trying to judge a book by its cover, but like Taylor's a very pretty girl and Joe is I would say he's relatively average. So like, I don't know. It's just, I think good for Joe.
Are you good saying Joe outkicked his coverage there?
Yes. Oh my God. He batted way, way above his average.
I mean, welcome to life on MTV. This is like going to be the whole season. Taylor tweeted something like, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm the worst right now.
I'm going to find it.
It was something to the effect of like when you're both like end up on a reality show. Like it was like a tease to it. Like you're like it went so badly that you're both on a reality dating show.
I wonder like if she like recommended him. Like, there had, it just seems too random for them both to be on this show, you know? Like, I feel like there had to be some sort of connection there.
No, I definitely think that it was like that. Cause it doesn't seem like it went badly, because Joe, it's like one of the clips that Ari the One airs on the internet is like, who from the last seasons is your crush? You know, you are the one crush. And he's like, well, like, Taylor is like the most beautiful girl in the universe. And like, we used to date. So it didn't seem like,
wow,
it was bad.
He's over her for sure.
All right. So without wasting any time, Terrence starts up the first challenge with the typically terribly titled What You See Is What You Get.
Oh, good. Not surprised. The terrible titles are an Are You the One specialty.
Well, you're internet famous, so I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
So Michael says that like 25 to 50 people slide into his DMs on the daily. Is this a real thing? Like, are people really going into DMs, like trying to date people on the internet?
Oh, I post like frequently about my girlfriend. So I think like, even if people were, and first of all, I think if I was single, I don't think anything would happen, because I've never gotten, like, at least in my recent memory, a DM where someone's like, hey, like, what's up? Like, I don't know. So for me, like, maybe since I'm like 5'8" and like a 6.5", that it just doesn't work out that way. But like, I would assume if I like really, really like used Facetune and all these like apps, like I just post like ridiculous, like regularly ugly pictures. Like and it just does not happen to me. So maybe I'm just like there's gotta be something that people, like put in their bio to get these DMs. Not that I want them. If my girlfriend's listening, I don't want to get killed, but I know it doesn't happen.
All right. Well, good to know. Keep us posted on that. Again, yes, I hope nothing happens on that front, but if it should happen, please let us know.
For sure.
All right. So this challenge, can you believe the amazing technological capabilities of this show, that everything is determined by Terrence J's eye when you raise your hand first?
Isn't that crazy though? Like, they really, like, I feel like he could be a robot of the actual Terrence J, like a clone. Like, MTV is just really upping the ante every season.
I just died. I was like, is this serious? They don't even have a buzzer, not a bell. It's just like, oh, I think Audrey's hand was up first. Like, I've described
so funny
this show to someone, like, you have to watch it, because like, I was talking to my friend Eric about this over the summer. I was like, you have to watch the show, if nothing else, for the incredible like production value. They put you in a shack, they dope pew 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 little laser beams on you, and they're like, oh, not a match. Like, everything with the fake body scans and the hand scans and the
iPads. Don't forget the iPads.
It kills
me. Do not forget the iPads.
But this is like, all right, I'm going to show you a football, and if you're a girl who's interested in a guy who likes football, I know it's like so few and so descriptive. Please raise your hand.
Oh my God. I think the worst was the condom from our boy Shad. And like, that was, it's like, who would raise their hand for that?
Well, so it came as no surprise to me that Jada raised her hand, although it was sad to me that like no one swipes for the religion. So again, for Johnny, we have Kiana swiping on a piano. That's Ethan. We have no one swiping for Clinton's religious wristbands. And then everybody was upset. And then Jada immediately raises her hand for a condom. And Jada's from Union, New Jersey, which is a neighboring town from me. So we are also friends.
Yeah, no.
And
good for her.
She like talked about how her vagina is the best thing about her. And so like, it's like, sex seems very, very important to Jada.
Mm-hmm. I just think like, I don't know, starting off the show and saying like, any private part is the best thing about you is like not the best way to, not the best first impression for America. But I guess, hey, if she has it, flaunt it.
Well, I love that Kaylin, so on the cast preview, they have like old Are You the One people talking about the people. And Kaylin, you think she's going to say something like, whoever gave you that idea, kick them to the curb, because, and you think she's going to say like, you're so much more than that or whatever. And she goes, kick it to the curb because we all got them. Like, you're not that special. It just, that killed me. I thought Kaylin was going to be like very inspirational, like women power. No.
That's funny. No,
hater.
That is funny. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, it's showcasing the dynamic that was once Kaylin.
Also alarming, speaking of Kaylin, Jada said that her crush from Are You the One is Gio.
Isn't that everyone's crush? Like, I just assume that we all love Gio.
Has she never seen the damn show?
Or Second Chances or any interview or Instagram post he's ever made. You would think.
But yeah, so Jada and Chad no even conversation later. And if they're going to be in the truth booth, I think we're all just sort of like, this is a weird pair. Nobody's interested in each other.
Nope. This is such a weird, like, I feel like for the first dates or in the past seasons, like, you see, like, some sort of connections, and I'm sure there could be, like, are you the one everyone hooks up? But I just feel like this was so awkward watching them all stand up there together.
Yeah. It's growing pains with the first episode. But then we get into the house, and I need to know if you have a pickup line that could rival Joe's geometry line.
What did he said the acute triangle. I feel like that's like been like, oh my God, I don't know. Like with Joe, like I'm not expecting much. So I was proud that he strung together a complete sentence. I do not have a pickup line. I don't think like, I don't know. Maybe they work. Like, I just feel like if I were to say it to anyone, they would just look at me and laugh.
Fair enough. I think you're sleeping on Joe. I think Joe's got potential in this game.
Maybe. We'll see. I guess it's early.
All right. And I was going to ask you again about being internet famous, but I won't. Okay. Seems like you're not having the same problems Michael's having. But this Kiana and Michael internet, like, fatal attraction, star-crossed lovers thing. What did you make of this?
Okay, so just seeing, like, her go up to him and, like, it almost seemed like she, like, kind of fangirled over him. Like, she was really excited. Like, I follow you. I know what you like. And, like, I feel like that'd be like, okay, red flag. This girl stalked me. But, like, he was seemingly about it. And he, I don't know. There's something off about him. And maybe it's because he's just extremely good looking and, like, talks very calmly and has, like, it's like he's like a Ken doll. I feel like maybe I'm just judging him prematurely out of insecurity. But I just got this weird vibe.
Welcome to podcasting.
That we couldn't, like, we're never going to get the real full version of him. And she opened up real quick. I don't know. I feel like they're setting themselves up for a really big fall.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Kiana the whole time is just like, oh my God, we both have heads. Like, we have so much in common. It's like, we like music and travel. God, that's so specific. Like, we have such a connection.
And like, you work out, I work out. It's like, okay, like, you're an Are You the One? Do you think there's people that go on this show that don't work out?
Yeah. But yeah, they're going to be annoying. I think that's going to be definitely like a Kiki and Devin or like some like really close couple that implodes. I agree with that. That assessment. And then the next couple that starts to emerge is Uche and Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Now they call him, what do they call him? Baby Jesus? Like, or I think Audrey said something like, she like yelled like, he's that baby Jesus right there. Something like along those lines where like, he seems like a really nice guy. And he goes into this like little rant where he talks about, I'm not just eyes and abs. Like, I'm a human being. And then he proceeds to tell her that he has a calendar full of pictures of just him.
I did love that. This is where I'm like, okay, I'm going to like Uche this season because she's like, you need every month, like your January and July. Like,
yeah, I guess some people do need every month to fill that ego.
Like a lot of these women are competing. It seems like Malcolm and Clinton are the top two guys getting attention. Mm-hmm. And like these women are just like competing with each other for them. And Uche is like, you know, not afraid to like neg him a little bit and not just like be all over him. So
yeah, no, I think in the Are You the One house, like in any, maybe this is just in it for dating as a whole, that when you're kind of chill and lay back a little bit and you let the person come to you, I think that's a better strategy than to be like over the top. I'm going to watch everything you do and stalk you until you sleep.
yeah, no, I think we're going to get a lot of that though.
Oh yeah, for season. Sure. For sure.
So let's talk about Malcolm. Malcolm's kind of the man of the episode. Mm-hmm. So he's matched up with Audrey from, you know, the football hand raise debacle. but he is into Dee Dee.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. So I guess like, so we see the whole episode. He's like going for, is he balancing three girls? He's balancing Nuri's as well, correct?
Yeah. Torres.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So he's obviously like, and they compared him to Trey Songz. I don't really know what Trey Songz looks off the top of my head, but I'm assuming that's a good thing. So he's into Dee Dee, and like he likes her Latin flavor, and she starts calling him her potential like poppy, and that like was really cringeworthy. And like I just like hearing someone call someone else poppy, it like it just really doesn't work for me. And like I guess I don't know, I just have this weird reaction to it. It's like I'm like vomiting in my mouth, but I don't see a future with Dee Dee and Malcolm. And this is just like me basing it off of their first conversations, but it feels like they're both putting on for a camera and reading off of dialogue. Like that's the vibe I got when they were in the water.
Ooh, interesting. See, I thought Malcolm is the most interested in Dee Dee. Like, I feel like when he looks and talks to her, looks at and talks to her, it's the most, at least sexual energy he seems to have compared to the other three. Mm-hmm. So Malcolm's battling this whole, like, I'm not a player, I'm reformed. Now that I've hit the ripe old age of 25, it's time to start settling down. And he says this thing like kind of like Cam from last season where he has a rotation. And I love this. Asaf on the preview goes, be the change you want to see on Are You the One?
Oh my God. I'm not surprised that came out of Asaf's mouth.
I died. I loved that. But yeah, I would kind of be afraid of Dee Dee. Like she's not going to back down easily, and it doesn't seem like any of the other women are going to either. But I don't know. I'm interested to see. Do I think they're a perfect match? No. But do I think they have legitimate feelings for each other? I'm buying it.
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like he's the type of guy, and like I know this is what I said last night. I've never once said in my life, I'm not a player. Like, I mean, those words have never come out of my mouth, and that's because I'm not a player. Like, I don't have to say that. The fact that he keeps reiterating that is just pretty much like, okay, that means you are a player. Like, I think he's trying to run away from this, like, playboy mindset that he obviously has. And I think when he's going to be the type of dude that's just going to hook up with everyone he possibly can, and I think Dee Dee's gonna just be on that hit list, and then eventually everyone's gonna think he's a scumbag. And I feel like we've seen that arc like 800 different times in Are You the One, but that's the vibe I'm getting from Malcolm and how he's talking to all these different girls.
I will say that totally reminds me of Audrey's package from the casting special, because she said, I try to avoid drama, and I'm like, red flag, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, if you have to say that, you don't actually try to avoid drama.
Exactly.
As somebody who says often that I try to avoid drama, I could tell you that is a red flag.
Hey, it's like, it's better just to, you know what? Like if Malcolm said, look, I'm a player, I'm trying to change my ways, but he's like denying it. He's like, no, that's not me anymore. For someone to have that kind of rotation in high school, I feel like I can't imagine what he was doing in college.
Which is crazy. Like, how do you pull that off in high school? High school is like the only time where everyone knows what you're doing all the time.
I didn't, if you told me, Adam, what's a rotation in high school, I'd be like, I would think it has to do with baseball. Like, I would have no clue that this actually is the thing that happened. I was just a very naive 17-year-old.
I feel like this season is going to be a lot of us being like, we're so lame. These people are terrible.
I feel like that's like a good narrative for a solid Are You the One podcast.
I'm with you. I'm on board. All right. So this... Keith and Alexis, I need to know what you think of Alexis, because I have my eye on Alexis here for this season. Oh,
she's the one I almost blanked out, but they compared her to Miley Cyrus at one point. Okay, so Alexis, so she develops this like I guess kind of relationship with Keith, right? And he's the one who has good sex reviews on Yelp.
Okay. And she got a good review from Alexis. He got a good review.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a very good review. So then, okay, this is like the most childish thing I think that happened in the episode, where like it was nice of him saying like, okay, so she smokes and she's from the South, and she says she does, it only hooks up with her cousins, but it doesn't matter because they don't have teeth. I don't know. It was just like a really weird conversation. And then he says, okay, every time you smoke, I get to spank your butt as hard as I can, which is pretty much saying like, okay, this is a girl who obviously has a smoking issue, and I'm going to exploit that so I could touch her butt. Like, that's exactly what I got from that. Like, it has nothing to do with him wanting it. He's just like, okay, every time you breathe, I get to spank your butt. Like, it was just so weird. And then, like, she's, like, into that. So then they went, like, she's like, okay, it's time. And he's like, it's about that time. And they go to the boom boom room, and she makes noises I've never thought possible to hear.
I just want you to recap everything that leads up to the boom boom rooms the whole season. I'm dying.
I will for sure.
See, I thought it was a little weird they were like breaking things in the boom boom room, whatever. But I gotta say, I like Alexis. I liked Alexis in the casting preview. Mm-hmm. Like, she just has a lot of fun. She doesn't take herself too seriously. I definitely think we saw it in this episode that, like, she says she, like, is afraid of rejection and can't be vulnerable. I think that comes with not being able to take things really seriously. Yeah. And that's where she has this sort of, like, shield. I like Keith and Alexis. I think Keith's reaction later when Alexis is playing Truth or Dare is shows that they are not going to go the distance, because if, like, Alexis can't do, like, an innocent dare, you're done. Like, that's, like, the least of your problems with Alexis.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing Alexis in the season. She is a complete firecracker. It's more than I could say for Keith.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, Keith seems very, like, chill, and, like, he wants things to go his way, and, like, I guess, and by his way, I don't mean, like, this is my way or the highway, but just, okay, if you're talking to me, I want you to talk to me. But, like, if you've done any research and Are You the One, like, everyone hooks up with everyone, you know? So I think that he's kind of has this false sense of what's gonna happen, and, like, she's a really pretty girl, and she seems like, I think there's, just based on her, like, I'm sure stereotypical people judge her for being from the South and having this thick accent, but I think she's gonna have a lot to offer, and I think that the dare, he blew it out of proportion by a lot.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these women are going to struggle this season. They seem to be, like, trying to get wifed up super quickly, have commitments to, like, you know, Dee Dee's calling Malcolm her boyfriend, like, that's a little soon. But Kiana and Michael, as we talked about a little bit, like, really dig deep here. Michael shares that he feels like his girlfriend is going to be the Robin to his Batman, and that's so deep. And then Kiana actually does share that she had a miscarriage with her ex, and her ex, like, freaked out about the pregnancy. And, you know, as most blowups end in, she adds that they blocked each other on social media.
Yeah, wow, exactly. Like, it was so funny, like, how she said that, like, we blocked each other on social media. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that I like that Kiana opened up, but I'm also not sure how long it took her to open up. So, like, a part of me thinks that this was, like, night one or night two or even, like, the first week. And for her to, like, tell him this, it might just show that she opens up really quickly and she falls fast and furious.
Yeah, the tagline says it all. I agree. It's, like, probably soon for night one, but, like, he did ask her about the ex, and I think that's why she loved it so much that he asked her. And I, like, not to get too serious here, like, think it's great to see a young woman talking about, not great to see that she had a miscarriage, but feeling free to talk about that, because that's been, like, heavily, heavily stigmatized. So good on Kiana for feeling, like, you know, not embarrassed and not ashamed of that, because she shouldn't be. But as far as, like, moving your relationship along, like, for the game, it's dangerous to get so close to someone so quickly, because if they go in next week and are not a perfect match, how is Kiana getting past this?
No, it's true. Like, you know, it is good for her from a personal standpoint, but then I guess I'm sure they forget, because they're building these relationships, that they are playing this game where they're trying to win money. So it could really end up screwing her, but I'm sure we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. The date, I think, brings us to the, not only is Terrence J new, but the location of the season is new too. What do you think about I say New Orleans, but Terrence says New Orleans. So first of all, which way do you go what do you think?
Okay, New Orleans. No, I think, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, when you said Terrence said New Orleans, I thought I was going to say it like that, but then I just said it, like, just to see, and I said New Orleans. So I'm going to go with New Orleans, and just because you said that, so we have to have this consistency on the podcast. So I originally was like, okay, like, budget cuts, they can't afford to fly them somewhere nice, but I actually kind of like it. I like the scenery change, and maybe they'll be able to go out in the city, and we'll see more drama unfold there like they do on the challenge. So I don't know. I kind of enjoy the scenery change.
Yeah, I like it too. I would always think that filming like in the United States compared to what was last season was Puerto Rico.
I don't know.
They've done Hawaii before, which is super expensive. I think it ends up just being like, where can you get tax breaks and, like, free stuff for promoting the city?
Mm-hmm.
I like New Orleans. I think it's interesting to see that they're, like, in real life as opposed to just, like, out in the field somewhere. And I don't know if it had to do with, like, Terrence J's schedule, like, if he wanted to stay in the continental U.S., like,
true.
To travel. I'm not sure. I like it, though. I've never been to New Orleans, but I like seeing the energy there. I love how the date was just basically drinking at a bar in the French Quarter.
Yeah, they really, yeah, it was very, obviously they needed to the funding went a lot into that date. Actually, but it seemed like we got to know where each person stood, and even if it was this little date in Pat O'Brien's, but I don't know, I enjoyed the Ethan and Kiana conversation because we saw how not a perfect match that they are. And we saw that maybe they do like music, but she doesn't like albums, and that's going to be a big issue.
Yeah, let's talk about Ethan, because I think he is like the John Jacobs of this season.
Yes.
Like, sometimes he's cute, sometimes he's just this, like, crazy rapping nerd. I don't really know what to do with him, and I don't think the women in the house or the men in the house know what to do with him either.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Ethan?
Okay, so at first I was like, oh my God, like, here's a rapper, like, he's trying to be a rapper, that's really creative. But then, like, he rapped and it wasn't bad, and I'm like, okay, that's all right. But then, like, I feel like we got to know him really quickly, where he kept saying, like, okay, well, I'm really, like, I enjoy drowning myself in self-pity. And I was like, wow, that's deep. And I actually really, he began to grow on me, and he said, I grow on people, and he started to grow on me, and I felt bad for him. And I said, you know what, I hope this guy finds something in this house and builds up his confidence, because he seems like a really sad person, and I liked it, seeing the little shades of, okay, this guy, you know, has something to offer. I think he's a genuine guy, and I'm rooting for Ethan. E-money.
Yeah, I loved the grows on you thing. It's like very George Costanza, like, he'll get stuck in your head. I felt bad. I thought, though, he was a little, like, I don't know if you watched Bachelor in Paradise this season.
I do.
Okay, so he was a little Ben Z, like, dogs are to Ben Z as music is to Ethan. You know, like,
that's a great comparison.
He can't really get past that to, like, the next level. But I think part of it is, like, Kiana was also just not giving him the time of day. So if there are women in the house who are interested in Ethan, I think he'll be able to open up more. But this just was not the girl.
He doesn't seem also like what the person they usually cast in Are You The One, like you said, he was like John Jacobs. So I could see that, and I hope they don't just, like, typecast him as, okay, he's like the kind of funny best friend who raps and we all get a kick out of him, but, like, I would never date him. And I could see it going down that route. Or you could pull an Osvaldo from last season who just nobody cared about him at all. And I hope that I'm really rooting for him, but I'm not hopeful that he'll find love in the Are You The One 6 house.
Yeah, the thing here is, in his cast preview, Brianna says, like, oh, I'll take funny over looks, like, any day. Most insulting thing you could say.
Yeah, really? I don't think he's a bad looking guy at all.
No, that was pretty cold.
Yeah, really?
So the next date is Malcolm and Audrey. And this, I'm so curious to hear what you think about this date.
Okay, so I think that she's more into him than he's into her. She says, I usually go for guys like you, and I feel like that's giving him validation already, and he's like, okay, like, there's no challenge here. He's the type of guy, obviously, we talked, he's a player. I just think that the fact there's no challenge is gonna make him just drift away from her, and I think she's really gonna like him and fall for him. I don't know, I'm not that I don't like Audrey. I didn't get the best vibes from her. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm really rooting for her. I feel like she was putting on for the camera a lot, and maybe I'm just so judgmental from watching so much reality TV, but it felt like she was putting on for the camera.
I'm out on Audrey, and I have a couple of reasons why. One of them is the casting preview. I was completely exhausted by her package. Like, she said 16,000 things in 16,000 ways, and she avoids drama. Everyone thinks she's crazy. She's dated an asshole, a crazy guy, and a bad boy. And the producer's like, aren't those all the same thing? Like, she was heavy when she was younger. She gained weight in college. People walk all over her. Like, she had 1,000 storylines, like, and I'm just not sad about it, you know? Like, every single one was, like, a sob story that just didn't really have any substance. And then we see her on this date with Malcolm, and maybe there's stuff we didn't see, but it doesn't even seem like she's getting to know him. She's just like, I know who you are because I've dated you before, and you have to prove to me that you're not a player. And it's like, you didn't even establish a connection, and he's supposed to be loyal to you because you raised your hand that you like football. You know, like, he doesn't have to prove anything to you at this point. Yep. You know, like, you're not, if anything, he's more with Dee Dee, and he shouldn't be dating you because he has more loyalty to her. Like, I just thought this was all types of crazy, and I am out on Audrey.
No, I like what you said, that it feels like she's just throwing things out to like kind of get people's attention and like draw you in. But then when you hope she elaborates on something, nothing more comes from it. So it's like, oh, I'm sad because of this. It's like, okay, why? Well, I'm sad because of that. It's like, okay, well, tell us why. And we're not really getting beyond that. Maybe we will as the season goes on. But like you said, I feel like we didn't get much substance with her. It just felt very surface level.
Right. Agreed. So Kiana and Ethan get voted into the truth booth based on music. And here it's like, okay, it's totally ridiculous, but you have nothing else to go on. Like, who do you think they should have? They didn't even show us Jada and Chad's date. Yeah. But who would you have put in here?
I think it'd been hysterical to throw in Jade and Shed just like for like shits and giggles. But I think Audrey and Malcolm, because there's so many people interested in Malcolm, and we kind of either explore that option if they for some reason were a perfect match, or cut it off from the beginning and say, okay, you guys aren't a perfect match. Let's let Malcolm, the playboy, explore his other options and see maybe if he could form a connection with Dee Dee or Nuries. Is that how you say her name? Nuries?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah, so that's that. I would have liked to see them go in. I think it was really obvious that Ethan and Kiana weren't a perfect match. So I just, and of course, I'm watching an edited version and seeing confessionals, so I have more to judge off of, but I don't know. I just didn't think it was a solid idea.
Yeah, I think the strategy has to be exactly what you were saying. Like, you throw in Malcolm because he's wanted by many women, including Audrey. So if you break this up, at least that's like one person off the list. Mm-hmm. And you know, regardless, like, Kiana's gonna come back and just be with Michael. Like, you're exactly. Not really getting her match. You're not confirming her biggest interest or not confirming it, you know?
Exactly. You know, that's what I was thinking too, that she's coming back and doing the exact same thing no matter what. So why not just let her do that anyway and potentially develop this relationship with Michael, who eventually they'll go in the truth booth. But I just feel like it was silly to put them in. That one dude, I don't know his name. It was one of the shorter like Latino guys. And he said, yeah, of course I'm going to put them in because they both like music. And he said it so seriously. And I was just like, that's like the best line of the episode, that they're depending so heavily on this music connection, that is something that pretty much everyone likes.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was pretty ridiculous, but such is Ari the One.
Very true.
All right, speaking of true, let's talk about this game of truth or dare.
Oh yeah, truth or dare. I'm so invested in the truth booth that I forgot all about the scandalous game of truth or dare.
Oh yeah, sorry, the truth booth, no match, no big deal. And Kiana was a dick about it, like,
yeah, what was that?
So much celebration. I'm taking shots tonight. I'm so excited. Like, I really feel bad for Ethan, but I think being separated from Kiana is going to be the best thing for him in the house.
Yeah, because he was like, well, I've never had someone celebrate that they weren't going to be around me anymore so much. But you know what? Oh, well, I just hope he has a positive mindset and realizes that not all girls are going to be so excited to not be around him.
We'll see. This is maybe the first day. Let's be generous. Maybe say it's the second day.
Yeah.
When this truth or dare happens. And here's what we have. We have Dee Dee makes out with Malcolm for 5 seconds on a dare. Yeah, Alexis is dared to kiss everyone in the house and gives everyone a peck besides Nuries, who she makes out with.
And then she goes into the shower and kisses Clint, right?
Oh, yeah. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Do the men.
Keith.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, it's okay. You
actually
go.
Do the men. Do Audrey in terms of Malcolm and Deandra and Keith with Alexis have any right to be mad in this situation?
No, unless you're like, you clearly state, okay, we're official, we're dating, like we're exclusive. Just because you're talking to someone, this is like a month show. Like, everyone's trying to get to know everyone. Like, you have to understand that this house has been compared to a big orgy house in the past. Like, these things are going to happen. And the fact that Alexis is pecking people on the lips. Yeah, maybe in real life, if you're talking to someone, they do that, you'd be kind of annoyed. But this is Ari the One. This is a new world. So I think the fact that he was kind of salty about that and was a little upset that she pecked a few people, I don't know. I think he was overreacting, and that just showed that he's not ready for what's to come on Are You the One?
I completely agree. Like, he's very intense in like the wrong ways. Like, he says, like, if this is how she's going to act, like, when I'm around, you know, she's going to act when I'm not around. Keith, hate to break to you. Usually cheaters don't cheat on you in front of your face.
Yeah,
like, this is clearly not a big deal.
And maybe that shows he has like trust issues or something, because the fact that he made that claim and they're not dating or anything, like obviously he's not a very trusting guy, because this is something that she did in front of him. She obviously didn't think it was wrong. If she thought it was wrong, she wouldn't have done it. So, and she wasn't wrong, because this is Are You the One, and you're freaking playing truth or dare with a bunch of people that you're not dating.
Unsurprisingly, Keith is from New Jersey, but his package during the casting preview was like that he's a douche. Like, I don't know if he said he's a douchebag or if I wrote in my notes that he's a douchebag, but either way, he was making like your mother jokes. He goes for hot psychos. He's loyal. Oh, wait, like I only cheated once, but that was because she cheated on me. Like, oh, all right.
That's like it's like the other day when Kevin Hart posted a video on Instagram about him cheating and everyone's like, you're a real man. I'm like, okay, like that doesn't make sense at all. Like people who cheat are, in my opinion, jerks. So I don't know, like saying like I only cheated once, like, okay, I only committed murder once and I'm in jail for life.
Agreed. Yeah, I think, I don't know. He's a mess. I'm kind of like, I'm over it already, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Me too.
All right, I don't even know where we are. I'm going back and forth between
truth or
so
dare.
Many
did
things.
Anything else happen?
No, but it did tee up this conversation then with Anthony, and I don't know how to pronounce her name. Jealous?
Yeah, I have no idea. We're not gonna get it.
Google like name pronunciation, but it corrected to Giles, and I couldn't.
Well, you just call it like. You can call honestly whatever you want. It's your podcast.
First of all, it's our podcast. And second of all,
thank you.
These people, we can't just make up their names. Hopefully we'll get someone saying her name next week. I liked this little connection here.
Yeah, no, I did. I think Anthony, like from what I've seen, he seems like kind of a nice guy. And what did he say? Like, I'm blanking out right now. Like, wasn't there something specific that he said, like he had issues in relationships about?
Well, so yeah, he is attracted to psychos, and that like he's had a girlfriend the first month of dating, like log her own thumbprint onto his iPhone so he can open it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't know. That says a lot about the girl or the fact that he was dating her. So, but he seems like last year, I feel like we started the season off and I remember Ozzy sitting in the outside and like talking about how he cheats on everyone. And I feel like with Anthony, like I didn't get those vibes at all. And it seems like he's an actual nice guy. When in the past, when you see someone who's kind of a douche, you could tell from the get-go.
Yeah, this was though with Anthony, I loved him on the show. But his package on the casting special, like, says, like, you know, he does his, like, talks in the third person, gives himself dual personalities, that, like, Anthony teaches kids with learning disabilities, and Tony beats up the beat on the weekends, you know, like, I just, like...
That's just ridiculous.
I love
that. Imagine, like, saying, like... giving yourself different nicknames, like, oh, well, Tony does this, but Anthony's like this. Like, that sounds like Austin from Big Brother a few years back, where he called himself Judas, and like that was the bad boy. That's just what went to my mind when you said that.
He's completely ridiculous. So hopefully we see more of Anthony. Brianna on the show was like, just get rid of Tony and you're good. Like, you
got it's true. I feel like nobody on named Tony on MTV is doing well right now.
True that. If there was ever a time to disassociate yourself with a name, it is now. All right.
True.
I need to ask you about Nerese here and this slick move she pulls with Malcolm.
Okay. So the whole thing, the whole episode they're building up is that Nerese isn't a side chick anymore, right? I'm making sure I have the right girl.
Maybe.
I think because it wasn't she the girl who's like, I'm not a side chick, Nerese. Like, she's not a side chick anymore.
Yes.
Okay. So the whole episode, like, to me, that's what she keeps saying. And I kept remembering, okay, Nerese is going to really get away from this. But then, like, Malcolm's with Dee Dee. Like, they're, like, hooking up or whatever. And then he goes inside. It was the bathroom, right?
Yeah, he took a shower.
Okay. He takes a shower, comes out. And then she is literally the side chick. Like, she's in the side room hooking up with Malcolm before he goes to bed and lays with the girl he was with all day, Dee Dee. So it's like the whole episode she's talking about, I'm not a side chick, I'm a main chick. Like, I deserve to be a main chick. But then she's the side chick. And, like, I'm not dismissing the fact that Malcolm's being a total douchebag and, like, this is terrible. But it just, I'm shocked that she would do that when she knows. And she walked out of the bathroom with Malcolm and sees him go lay down with Dee Dee. So it's just like, okay, like I get it. You don't want to be a side chick anymore, but you could say a million things, but you actually have to show that you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I can't defend Norris here. Like, Malcolm says to her face, I mean, he's like, I love Spanish women, but I don't want to respect Dee Dee. And then she literally goes into the bathroom, sneaks up on him, and holds the door handle with her in front of it, like trapping him in the bathroom. Now, Norris did not make a move, did not make Malcolm hook up with her, did not make any of that happen. Like, takes two to tango for sure.
Very true, very true.
But it's just like, have, like, he's not pursuing you. He's not into you. Like, there's so many guys, you're beautiful. Like, there are so many guys who will go for you. And when he says, like, I don't want to disrespect this woman, and you're like, I don't care. Like, I didn't love how that felt or how it looked, you know? But, and then, yeah, he goes back and sleeps with Dee Dee, which makes him a total goon.
Oh, yeah.
And makes her look like the side chick. So I just didn't know what her MO was. On her cast preview, she's like, oh, yeah, I usually only have sex with guys once. Like, I don't cuddle. Or if I do, I'm the big spoon. Like, she's like this dominating force. But then she says, like, she always assumes something will go wrong. And so that's why she doesn't put herself out there. I'm like, she absolutely put herself out there.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you said, takes two to tango. This is 50-50 on both of them. And it just didn't do any good for either of them in this situation. Like, Malcolm, he has to realize, okay, I'm telling the whole America that I don't want to be a player, but I'm acting like a player. So it's just going to make me look like a hypocritical douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, the season, though.
I know. No, it's going to be a train wreck. And, like, I think, comparing it to the last few seasons, like, this was probably my favorite first episode. I feel like there was a lot to take in.
Just to run down the list to see if we missed anyone from the cast preview. I know a lot of people weren't even on the show, so we'll try to do a little bit. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I'm so upset. If anyone knows how to pronounce her name, G-E-L-E-S. Her biggest story here is, like, her high school boyfriend was still talking to her a lot and then got married. It was like, oh, sorry, I'm married now.
I guess, like, that's probably the worst way to find out, like, that, like, this guy you're talking to is not interested, is the fact that if he's married.
And then her second boyfriend married a guy.
Hey, that happens.
So she's got some issues, trust issues.
Yeah, I don't blame her. That's kind of, like, two crappy ways to, like, find out that the dude you like is not interested in you.
Yeah, very true. Shad, we didn't really talk about Shad much. Oh, I think he's, like, cute in a cartoonish, terrifying way.
Like, the same way you think Tommy Pickles is cute.
No, like, in a way that I think Shad's gonna murder someone.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, and I can see that. And it started off where he was like, how do you not like the Shad? And I'm getting this right, he referred to himself as the Shad.
And he was so obsessed with his checking his jawline, which, like, you can't fix. Like, it's not like, how's my hair, I can adjust it. It's like, how is my bones, like, how aren't my bones aligned in a way that I can't fix it?
This is what social media has done to us, that there are men in the world who check their jawline.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have Nicole from Massachusetts. I don't really think we saw her much on the show. She's described herself as a stage 11 clinger, and
that's good.
It's what you want to see.
Yeah.
She was in a relationship for 2.5 years and then they stopped having sex. And one time, like, they were with her mom and her mom yelled at him for not having sex with her daughter and said, go upstairs and do it now.
Wow. I don't even, honestly, I'm embarrassed. I don't even know who Nicole is. I'm going to Google her to see her face right now. Is she one of the blonde white girls? Like, I know,
yeah,
they didn't really.
So.
Okay. Cause, like, I know there were a few of them, like, and I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, which I might, but I just know there were a few blonde white girls and one was twerking at one point, and then one said that her thighs are used as earmuffs. I'm not sure if this was the same girl, but okay, no, I see Nicole. She has 30,000 Instagram followers already. See, like, I don't know, like, that.
Yeah, most of these people were Instagram famous before when they got cast.
Do you think they cast those people so they promote the show, or do you think they cast it just like kind of like, oh, they have followers, like, they know how to handle this? Like, I don't know what the reason is.
I think they like to have people who have a bit of an audience already.
That makes sense, I guess. I don't know, I feel like this is if there's any show on MTV that doesn't get the most, like, average normal people, it's probably Are You the One.
And then we have Kareem, who we didn't see much of, or there was nothing really to talk about even from his casting preview. So just I'll mention
he's
his
from
name.
A town over from me. Yeah, he lives in a town, Avenel, which is like 5 minutes from me, and he has pictures at the gym I go to. So like
I don't know,
you would think that somebody would, if that happens, you're like, okay, I have this connection with him, but like it bothers me. I'm like, ugh, are you the one person living near me? Yuck. But then I realized he said this thing in I don't know if you the episode, he had one line I believe, and he said like, I'll go on 2 dates and I'll tell a girl I love you, and that's like too much sometimes for them. No shit, that's too much for someone. Like why would you ever do that? Like what goes through your head? Like, I'm gonna tell this girl I love you. That's such a Ted Mosby move. It's just so weird to me.
Oh my god, that is a Ted Mosby move. Yeah, it is. It's strange and kind of insincere.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like it just bothered me that. And he was like, yeah, like that doesn't go well with girls. It's like, no really, like Kareem, like obviously it doesn't go well with girls, and that just like kind of annoyed me from the start.
So then we have Zoe, who was called the hottest girl in college by Playboy in 2015. We have Tyler, who had been like sort of the fun narrator. We have Olivia from South Carolina, who we haven't really got to see yet. And then Dimitri, who, again, we didn't get much time with. So a lot more to come in this crazy season of Are You the One?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll explore them in more ways than we want to very soon.
All right. We will be back next week to continue covering the drama. You can subscribe to it's robinswebsite.com/challenge iTunes, and it'll give you the MTV Are You the One show and the challenge show. And you can... You leave questions for us. I didn't post a questions thread because I don't have access to the right Facebook group. But you can tweet us questions and we will take them. I will take them from there. You can tweet me at LashTweets and you can follow Adam at
Adam Bongo.
Great. And until then, or we'll just see you next week.
Bye.